From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau say that progress has been made in negotiations over trade and tariffs. Speaking at the G7 meeting in Quebec, Trudeau said that trade and helping to create jobs had been the focus of his talks with Trump.
Trade has been a topic of discussion and will continue to be, but our engagement towards the world, how we're working together to create good jobs for folks on both sides of the border and around. We both got elected on a commitment to grow the middle class and help those working hard to join it, and that's exactly the kinds of things that we're going to stay focused on.
Trump said that a lot of progress had been made in negotiations on the North American Free Trade Agreement.
The relationship is probably better, as good or better than it's ever been. And I think we'll get to something very beneficial to Canada and to the United States.
The sit-down comes days after Trump announced tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from the European Union, Mexico, and Canada, and as talks over NAFTA appeared to have ground to a halt. A U.S. jury in Alexandria, Virginia, has convicted former CIA officer Kevin Mallory on charges he spied for China. The 61-year-old Mallory was found guilty of espionage for giving top-secret information to China in exchange for $25,000. Prosecutors said Mallory was motivated by money. Defense lawyers argued that he was engaged in legitimate work as a consultant for China and gave the Chinese no important information. Mallory faces a maximum penalty of life in prison when he is sentenced in September. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Anthony Bourdain was a globe-trotting celebrity chef and food critic, but he was found dead in his hotel room Friday. He was 61. Bourdain apparently hanged himself. He was found by his friend Eric Rippert in his hotel room in France, where Bourdain was working on an upcoming episode of his CNN series, Parts Unknown. Chef Mark Murphy said that Anthony Bourdain was an inspiration to many people.
Yeah, the great thing about Anthony was he didn't hold back about his opinion. He said it like it was. I think that was one of the other reasons why people could relate with him. I think for me, the one thing that he did the most was, not holding back in going out and meeting people and didn't care who they were. You knew there was a story there. There was a connection with everybody, and it all came through food.
Bourdain is the second high-profile celebrity to take their own life this week. Fashion designer Kate Spade hanged herself in her New York apartment 3 days ago. The World Health Organization says it is cautiously optimistic about containing the spread of the Ebola virus in the Democratic Republic of Congo. However, as Lisa Schlein reports from WHO headquarters in Geneva, there is much work to be done.
The World Health Organization reports the majority of confirmed Ebola cases were detected 2 to 3 weeks ago. Since then, there only have been a few sporadic cases. It notes there have been no confirmed cases since mid-May in two of the three affected areas in DR Congo, the large city of Mbandaka and Bikoro, where the virus was originally detected 1 month ago. An Ebola outbreak in West Africa a few years ago left more than 11,000 people dead. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Four demonstrators were killed, including a teenage boy, with more than 600 people wounded, in clashes Friday between Israeli military and Palestinian protesters near Gaza. Robert Berger has details.
Thousands of Palestinians held marches on the Gaza border, culminating 2 months of weekly Friday protests aimed at breaking an Israeli and Egyptian blockade. As demonstrators approached the border, they were confronted by Israeli troops. Soldiers fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse the crowds, and snipers used live ammunition to prevent a breach of the border fence. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
And five nations, Belgium, the Dominican Republic, Germany, Indonesia, and South Africa, have been elected to 2-year terms on the UN Security Council. They'll start their terms January 1st of next year. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.